It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
We're just hours away now from the Great Utah Shakeout.
It's a statewide earthquake drill to help prepare for the next big earthquake. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live near the epicenter of the 2020 Magna Quake, and he begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, at 10:15 this morning, nearly a million Utahns will be ducking under cover and holding on to something for about a minute to prepare for the day that we do get a big earthquake. Wade Matthews is with the Utah Division of Emergency Management.
Knowing and doing the protective action could be the difference between life and death. And we know that 90% of Utahns live in earthquake country.
In this drill, if you have a desk at home or at the office, drop a cover under it, hold on to something. In real life, you would do that until the shaking stops. If you don't have something to hide under, head to the nearest wall with no glass or anything dangerous overhead. Drop down, cover your head with your hands. Experts think it's likely we are going to see a future earthquake with a lot more power than the one that shook the Wasatch Front in 2020. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Adam, the 2020 quake woke up Salt Lake Valley residents and knocked the trumpet out of Angel Moroni's hand on top of the Salt Lake Temple. State geologist Bill Keach says that was a smaller magnitude.
So we had a 5.7. We probably had $65 million worth of damage. Destroyed one school. A magnitude 7 would be about 170 times stronger.
Keach says some 140,000 homes without reinforced masonry lined the Wasatch Fault. And to find out if your house is unreinforced, meaning that there's no steel bars reinforcing the walls, Keith says some signs are if the walls are made of brick or stone, and if the home insurance company won't cover your property. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Adam, if you're still with us, jump back in here. You're out at the location of a new FEMA emergency shelter that's going to be a prominent part of our own preparedness for the future and a place where we're actually going to broadcast during an event like this.
Yeah, Tim, at this site just off of I-80 near the new state prison, we, of course, have a backup radio transmitter for one in the case of, say, if in a disaster we were to lose broadcast house in downtown Salt Lake. But as you mentioned, FEMA also built these two bunkers with enough supplies for someone to live in for up to 2 months, and they have broadcast equipment where KSL can send out emergency information to people over the radio, including any message directly from the President of the United States. That's why in your 72-hour kits, you're encouraged to have an AM radio, and of course, in this case in Utah, lock it on to KSL on 1160 AM. Live at our emergency site in Salt Lake County, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll tell you more about that emergency broadcast shelter and how it will benefit all of us.
KSL's top national stories this hour. This Republican effort to try and convict Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas in the Senate did not last very long. Democrats quickly dismissed the charges before the trial even fully got underway. ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott is on Capitol Hill.
House Republicans impeach Mayorkas over his handling of the border, but failed to provide any evidence of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue that President Biden was ready to sign the most significant bipartisan border security legislation in decades, but it was Republicans who rejected a bill their own party negotiated under immense pressure from former President Donald Trump. The White House insisting Republicans should stop playing baseless political games.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized Senate Democrats for not holding a trial.
House Speaker Mike Johnson not backing down on his foreign aid bills, even as he faces growing criticism from a few members of his own party.
Earlier this week, Johnson announced plans to break up the $95 billion bill that would send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan into separate bills. Conservative Republicans oppose funding for Ukraine, saying they want more spending on U.S. border security first. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has threatened to try to remove Johnson as Speaker if he brings Ukraine funding up for a vote. But last night, Green said she would not start that process until after the foreign aid packages go to the House floor.
ABC's Perry Russum reporting.
A couple dozen people in Moab are being told they have to move out of a city-owned mobile home park. Residents of Walnut Lane have until June 30th to find another place to live. The city says the problem arose when their insurance company said it would no longer insure the mobile home community.
The state is trying to support entrepreneurs and encourage more people to start small businesses. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson explains something called the Startup State Initiative.
The initiative would provide tools for entrepreneurs who are trying to start a business within the state.
And the nice thing is if you're in rural Utah or urban Utah, you can start a company. So we just think that in order for Utah to continue to prosper, to continue to be a place where people love to work and live and play, that starting a business is the best path for them.
Ryan Stark, Executive Director with the Governor's Office for Economic Opportunity, says Utah is a great place to start a business because of low taxes, a lot of access to capital, and a lot of university partners. Those who want support creating a business plan, meeting network partners, or utilizing any of the other state resources can visit startup.utah.gov. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, traffic thinning out now in Midvale going up towards the South Interchange where we had some delay from an earlier vehicle that broke down in traffic. Still have some Mountain View slowdowns on the west side in West Valley. SR 201, some backups have thinned out at the moment, and you've got a clean drive without any extra slowdowns from Ogden all the way to downtown on I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, let's talk about this weather with Matt Johnson, who says we should have beautiful weather all the way through the weekend.
That'll put northern Utah in the 70s for highs over the weekend. And down south, it'll be in the 80s. And don't forget, it's free entrance to the national parks this Saturday, April 20th. In light of National Parks Week, it marks the first day of that week.
Man, it'd be beautiful to be at the national parks. We should reach a high today, by the way, of 59, and then get back into the 70s on Saturday.
The upcoming hurricane season could mean bad news for gas prices around the country. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Colorado State University just came out with their hurricane outlook, predicting a whopping 11 hurricanes to hit the U.S. this season. While none of them should hit Utah, rising gas prices probably will. Julian Paredes with AAA says if refineries are damaged, it could really put a strain on the supply chain. But they also might be just fine.
Severe weather happens all the time and refineries can continue, but it's definitely a possibility.
If that many storms hit, it would be one of the most active hurricane seasons on record. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
One person is dead after a semi-truck crash last night on I-80 in Summit County. Police say a semi-truck and trailer were rear-ended by another semi pulling two trailers. The driver in the second truck died at the scene.
Boeing has released a video showing how they perform fatigue testing on their planes.
A pendulum device banging a panel that represents the fuselage of a 787 Dreamliner, which Boeing says simulates what planes experience during long-term use. Boeing intentionally damaged the panel to see if the banging would cause the fuselage to tear. Unlike previous generation planes where metal fatigue caused holes to tear, Boeing says the composite material on the 787 Dreamliner prevented further damage.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert says Boeing is trying to fight back against a whistleblower who says the manufacturer cut corners during this testing.
The trial of Chad Daybell bringing to light an alleged plot to steal money. An FBI forensic accountant says that paper trails show Lori Vallow Daybell drained her daughter Tylee's bank account about a month before she died. Texts show that Lori and Chad had discussed the money.
Utah is expected to get the 2034 Olympic Winter Games, and that could come with some major transit projects, just like we had last time with I-15. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi.
The TechLink Corridor has a projected timeline of 20 to 30 years from now, but with the recent Olympic updates, project managers are hoping if Utah is awarded the Games, much of the project will be completed before the Games. But Alex Baim says until they get the official word, they will press on.
It's a system that's needed to improve connectivity of transit across the region. So it's something we would want to do whether we had the Olympics or not.
One of the biggest changes would be the extension of the line from the airport to the University of Utah, which will house the athletes. The Olympics would be a major impetus for accelerating the project. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
7:09, right on the button. Let's get a look at how the drive is shaping up with traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy.
Well, the slowing is gone from I-15 now in Midvale and Murray from when we had that vehicle on the shoulder earlier. It's a bit heavy, though, on the 21st South Freeway over by Bangor Highway and some actual waiting to get through the intersection at 7200 West. And in Tooele County, heavy traffic in Erta and Stansbury Park on SR 36. Heather?
I still haven't seen any slowdowns. Southbound I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake, so you're under the 30-minute mark for that commute. But if you are northbound I-15 through the Ogden area, we do have a bit of slowdowns as you approach the 24th Street exit. Haven't heard of a crash in the area. Just use a little bit of caution. And you will see traffic filling in and getting pretty congested a lot of the bigger intersections throughout Weber and Davis counties. Eric.
Rolling along the 215 East Belt, heading north from 6200 South in Cottonwood Heights up to the mouth of Parley's Canyon. No problems there on Foothill Drive. At this early juncture, still looking pretty good going up to the University of Utah. If you're heading out to the mountains, I-80 eastbound is in great shape going out to Park City. Westbound through Sugar House, no trouble getting over to I-15. Don't miss the Bedrock Courts bonus cash event. Get 8% same as cash allowance or 12-month 0% financing on any purchase over $3,000, including countertop sinks and more. Visit bedrockcourts.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL hourly forecast starting out much cooler than yesterday morning. It'll be 35 at 7 a.m. with sunny skies. Keeping the clear skies in play at noon, temperatures in the low 50s. By this afternoon, we'll see less wind than yesterday, but still a light breeze, keeping temperatures in the upper 50s, but sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Look at that morning out there.
It's beautiful.
It is crispy, though, 37 degrees. And by the way, if you're driving a white Nissan sedan, you left your lights on in the parking lot across the street.
Oh, that's funny. Coming up in a moment, you know, we're talking about the Great Utah Shakeout and preparing for an earthquake. If something like that happened, where would you get your emergency information? Right here. KSL has teamed up with FEMA. We'll tell you what our plans are in just a moment.
Well, the latest gambling crisis in pro sports has an NBA player losing his job. ABC senior investigative reporter Swan Tai says that Jontay Porter has been banned for life.
He's accused of providing bettors with information about his own health, how he was feeling, and whether or not he would be able to participate. And so these other bettors had this information, this inside information, and placed as much as $80,000 on some bets that would feature Porter's statistics.
For something like this to happen is a big deal.
They said that $80,000 bet would have been winnings of over $1 million.
Wow.
They caught it, and it was frozen, so nobody won any money. But Porter was a center for the Toronto Raptors, originally drafted back in 2019.
Today could end up being a big day for hockey fans in the state of Utah. The NHL Board of Governors will meet today, and they are expected to approve the sale of the Arizona Coyotes to the Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith. We'll have team coverage on the story at the bottom of the hour.
Ogden getting some national recognition over 25th Street. The city took third place in the Best Main Street category of USA Today Reader's Choice Travel Award. Historic 25th Street was nominated for its culture, dining, and unique railroad history.
A massive black hole, one of the largest of its kind, was spotted in our galaxy. And it's closer than you might think. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit joins us live. Michael?
Amanda, it's called Gaia BH3. And at 33 times the mass of the sun, it's only sitting 1,926 light years away from Earth. BH3 was only spotted because scientists noticed a star wobbling, so to say. This is a sign of a nearby black hole. And sure enough, that's where BH3 was discovered, close by to its companion star. Detecting this nearby giant has made astronomers pretty excited, according to KSL.com. Part of it is the mission to create a multidimensional map of the billions of stars in our galaxy. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Barbara Streisand is releasing a new song for the first time in 6 years.
Memories.
Still one of the great voices. You know she's 81 years old
now?
Yeah, I
just saw that. That's amazing.
She is one of the EGOT holders, which means she's won the Emmy, the Grammy, the Oscar, and the... Help me?
Tony?
Tony, thank you.
Tony.
Thank you. Heather, glad to know you're awake in there. She will release the song for the original series, The Tattooist of Auschwitz. The song titled Love Will Survive is a tribute to those lost in the Holocaust.
Canadian police say 9 people are facing charges in the biggest gold theft in Canadian history. Authorities say 6,600 gold bars worth more than 20 million Canadian dollars or 14.5 million U.S. dollars were stolen. The gold was melted down and used to purchase illegal firearms. Police say those charged include an Air Canada warehouse employee, a former Air Canada manager, and a jewelry store owner.
Uber released their annual Lost and Found Index. The items varied
from
expensive to just plain odd. Jewelry, clothing, phones, headphones are the usual items. My son left a brand new iPhone in a Uber. We got it back, though. One passenger even left a pet turtle. Other items include a hair toupee. I don't know how you'd leave without that. Two containers of spiders and a whole smoked pork belly, just in case you wondered.
That's funny.
KSL News Time, 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
experts say we need to get ready for an earthquake here in Utah that's much bigger than the one that hit in 2020. I'm KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Second, Utah is expected to get the 2034 Olympic Winter Games, and that could come with some major new transit projects.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
Delays increasing on the 21st South Freeway between Magna and West Valley. I-15 still clear once you get there. You got a little bit of heavy traffic, Murray and South Salt Lake, and a bit creeping in, or was for a minute, on South 15 in Farmington, but it looks like that's thinned out. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies, but temperatures a touch below the normal. I'm Matt Johnson.
36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
And time for a look at our top national stories this hour.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC News that nearly 100 victims of former gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar are close to settling their lawsuit with the FBI. The women say, and an independent review confirmed, that agents failed to properly investigate their claims. This is former FBI agent and ABC News contributor Brad Garrett.
This particular case is so egregious because if the FBI would have acted in a timely manner when they got this information, it would have stopped Larry Nassar maybe over a year before he actually got caught.
The Department of Justice could pay out around $100 million to the victims. The criminal trial of former President Donald Trump continues in New York today. Seven jurors have been selected so far. They need five more plus six alternates, says ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
Those already sworn in must be ready as soon as Monday for possible opening statements. There's the school teacher who said she admires how Trump speaks his mind, and the grandfather who called Trump fascinating and mysterious.
There's an investigation underway to figure out if the 911 outages in four states overnight are related and possibly the result of hacking. Here's ABC News Chief Investigative Reporter Josh Margolin.
Just in the last number of days, we have seen intelligence alerts from the Department of Homeland Security talking about the risks to 911 and emergency services systems from cyber attacks. The Department of Homeland Security has been saying they're concerned about extremists looking to damage fiber optic cable systems, physical attacks.
Nevada, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Texas all affected. As of this morning, emergency service was restored to Las Vegas and most of South Dakota.
The Great Utah Shakeout. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
3 hours from now, thousands of people around the state will take part in the state's largest earthquake drill.
We've been working on our own emergency plans here at KSL News Radio, and that includes a new emergency broadcast shelter west of the state prison. That's where our Adam Small is live this morning. Tell our listeners what we've got going out there, Adam.
Well, I mean, in terms of what's going on out here, I mean, you've got a little bit of wildlife and a couple gates and some grassland. There's not much out here, but in the distance you can see our radio transmitters, and of course there are these two bunkers, almost like doomsday bunkers, built by FEMA, we partnered with in the case of an emergency where, if you know, everything turns for the worst and we lose broadcast house in a major earthquake or another disaster, we have radio equipment out here on the shores of the Great Salt Lake where we can broadcast to most of the state and over AM, potentially over most of the western states, any emergency information they need to know, including any direct message from the president himself.
Yeah, there aren't many things FEMA did not think about when they put these in, and we, quite frankly, we've all been trained out there for a number of hours, but we were blown away by all of the technology that is there so that we can go off the grid.
Yeah, it's really amazing because when you come out here and you don't see much, and then you go inside these bunkers, you've got food supplies, you got running air, and then of course we have another building where we have more radio equipment. We got our transmitters out here. I mean, it's really completely set up where, you know, if almost anything happened, we would have a way to communicate with anyone, and which is why we've been telling people as part of your preparedness, not just with the Great Utah Shakeout today at 10:15, but also with having a 72-hour kit. That's why it's so important to have an AM radio here in Utah, specifically locked on to 1160 AM, because you know in any disaster, we're going to have the equipment available to tell you what you need to know and what you need to get through any major disaster that could affect you and your family.
In fact, we bought one of those, you know, old battery-powered radios after I got my training out there for just that purpose, because I realized we don't have a radio in the house that doesn't take power.
Yeah.
So if there's no power, that's not helpful.
We actually have one you can crank.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's not even reliant on batteries, but... This is part of the messaging today, Adam, that, you know, families need to have plans. We're going to be doing it as a business here in downtown at the Triad Center. But families, this would be a good opportunity just to walk through the basics.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's important for everyone to be prepared in these situations. You know, it's so normal to get caught up in our daily lives. You know, you're driving to work, you're driving home, you're making dinner, running the kids around. But, you know, it's so important to be prepared, because you never know, like, when that big earthquake hits Utah, when it does happen, that's what experts say. It's not if, it's when. It's just so important to know what to do and to, of course, have that 72-hour kit prepared and to know where to go to get that information. That's right here on KSL.
Yeah, don't dip into the meals ready to eat out there, the MREs. We want to save those for a disaster. Adam Small, thanks for checking in with us on the In-Depth this morning at 15 and 45.
Let's get another look at traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Andy.
21st South Freeway, Amanda's got delays. It's in two different spots. One stretch is just before 7200 West, and one stretch is from 56 West at Bangor Highway. Now, I-15, after having some delays a little bit ago through Murray and Midvale, that's clear, so the drive from Draper to downtown's back to about 20 minutes. But Bangor is starting to get into the backups now. It's about that time for South Jordan to slow down around 9800 South. Heather?
We're still at a 30-minute commute, even a little bit less. Southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. Traffic is definitely filling in, but I haven't seen any brake lights yet. And you're also going to have a smooth commute if you need to get to the airport and you transition onto Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt. Eric?
Not seeing any major trouble spots in Utah County, although a couple of things are getting busier. It's SR-73 for westbounders in Eagle Mountain. That's one spot. And then Mountain View Corridor, as you work your way over to Redwood Road from SR-73, that's slow. That's a busy spot this time of the morning. And then continuing on to the freeway, a little bit slow on 2100 North as well. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, looking good. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura MTX. All-wheel drive and safety never looked so good. Leases at $589 monthly. Details, text Acura to 57500. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out with golfing weather this weekend. Today, a little on the cool side, 59 when the normal 62 with sunny skies. 65 on Friday, partly cloudy. We warm to 71 with mostly sunny skies Saturday. Sunday, 75, sunny skies. A touch backward to 72 on Monday, mostly sunny, then jumping to 80 degrees on Tuesday, partly cloudy skies. How about 79 for your Wednesday? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sun's up on a beautiful morning, but the temperature's retreating a little bit, 36 right now. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Don't forget, tomorrow it's our special Bacon to Payson broadcast. Dave and Dujanovic are headed to Payson High School the day before the senior prom, where Kevin Bacon will be appearing hopefully dancing again there at Payson High School.
I think we're all wondering whether Kevin will actually sit down with David Dujanovic for a
that
minute.
Wouldn't
that
awesome.
Be something?
Yeah.
Or if he'll even be there at that time. But it's going to be fun to listen to tomorrow. Make sure you're here. We'll check money news when we come back.